Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Revive us again. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We want to bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. For this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. In Jesus' name, we want to welcome each and every one of you. Amen. For meeting us here this morning at the breakfast table. Please have a seat on today. Amen. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning. Amen. Giving God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Truly, the Lord God, he is good. Amen. And he is worthy to be praised. We meet here on this platform 6 days, actually 7 days a week here at on this blog talk radio. Amen. And we want to thank God for it. Amen. And we want to thank God for the opportunity to serve, the privilege to serve. And we thank God, amen, that you are here with us. Amen. And amen. And we know that every word of God, amen, shall return to him, mission accomplished. And not one word, amen, shall return, amen, void. And so we want to bless the Lord on today. Amen and amen. And so, Lord, amen, we commit this service into your hands on today, that you and you alone will be glorified, you and you alone will be magnified, and you alone, amen, will be praised. Amen and amen. This morning, amen, beloved, we want to look at, amen, the man who found churches. Amen. He was responsible for finding churches. His name is Paul. Amen. Apostle of Paul. Amen. And we want to thank God, amen, for him. Amen. The great apostle, Paul, he was an apostle to the Gentiles. His original name was Saul. Glory be to God. And he found churches. That's what he did. Hallelujah. A true apostle. A true apostle. Beloved, we know it is very impossible, amen, to take 1 or 2 days to talk about, amen, this chief missionary, this chief apostle of early Christianity. Glory be to God. And so we'll probably be breaking his story down into a couple segments because there's so much to say about him. Amen. So we may take a few days, beloved. Hallelujah. It's so much. Amen. He is the first and the most prolific contributor. Amen. To the New Testament. Apostle Paul was a remarkable man. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And the Bible has so much to say about his story, beloved. But this morning, just for a couple minutes, amen, we want to give a brief summary, amen. His life was very energetic. He was full of energy. He wasn't dragging. Glory be. He wasn't slowful, amen, slothful, but he was energetic. He was very commanding, and he was very masterful. Glory be to God. And not only, beloved, is he one of the great characters in the Bible, but he is one of the great characters in all of history. Apostle Paul, amen. And we want to thank God for him. But when we look over his life, beloved, we see that he was a native of Tarsus. His father was a Roman. Paul was a Pharisee. He was a Pharisee Jew. He was a Pharisee by birth. He was a son of a Pharisee. And he was a Pharisee by belief. The Pharisees believed in the hope and the resurrection of the dead. He was a freeborn citizen of Rome. He had had a strict religious training. See, glory be to God. Circumcision admitted him to the covenant relations of his father. He was a tent maker by trade. Something about them tent makers. He had received a good education. He was very well educated. A matter of fact, he probably was known as Dr. Paul. Glory be to God. He received his education under the great philosopher, Gamaliel. Glory be to God. He, beloved, amen, hallelujah, not only, hallelujah, did Paul study in Jerusalem, but he was also in the College of Experience. We have to remember that knowledge comes not only from books, beloved, but knowledge comes from the responsibility and experience of life. There are some places you can go right now, and they will give you a certificate, give you a degree based on your life experience, even though you had no college education. Apostle Paul, he was a persecutor of Christ and of Christians. See? And believe me, he was on his mission prior to his conversion was to take out the Christian and take out the Christianity faith. Now, we read through the Bible and they say, you know, but there's no evidence that he killed anyone himself. There's nowhere in the Bible where it tells us that Paul killed anyone. He did hold the coats of those who killed Christians, which would make him guilty. But there's no evidence in the Bible that he killed them himself. Brother Paul became a new creature in Christ Jesus. So when we study his life, we see that the persecutor became a believer. My God, Jesus, hallelujah. The sinner became a believer. The persecutor became a believer. If any man, any one man be in Christ Jesus, they are a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. We also see where Apostle Paul had 10 years training for his remarkable work. He trained in Arabia, Damascus, Jerusalem, Syria, Sicilia. See, Paul spent much time in the study of scripture and in prayer, knowing that God had called him to function as a witness and a minister of the truth. 10 years. We see Jesus Christ himself trained 30 years for three and a half year ministry. Yet we as God's people don't want to train, don't want to be taught, don't want to go to school, just want to get up and run to do the work of ministry without allowing the Holy Spirit to train us. Me, myself, amen, I've been in ministry for over 40 years. Over. Let me do the math. How old am I? Oh, by the way, I just think I'll make this announcement. In September, it's going to be a party. I'm going to have something for us in August, but the Holy Spirit gave me permission to give myself a birthday party this year. So mark the calendar. My birthday is September the 28th. I'm not sure if I'm going to do the Saturday before my birthday or the Saturday before. If I do the Saturday after my birthday, it will be October the 1st, and we're going to have a birthday party. Yep, that's our event this year. Pastor Bradford's birthday party. Mark your calendar. Amen. I just thought I would drop that in your spirit right there so you don't schedule nothing else. More details forthcoming. I'll have Erica do a market day flyer and put it out there. Amen. And we're going to have a birthday party, Lord's willing. Amen. And God gave me permission. Matter of fact, God granted that to me on yesterday. I was on my way to the bathroom. I think I was getting ready for therapy. Glory be to God. Matter of fact, they're about to release me from therapy. I think they said I got about another 2-3 weeks. I've come a long way. They had to teach me how to walk all over again without surgery. And you know that's a miracle. And I was on the way to the bathroom getting ready, amen, for my Uber ride. Amen. They pick me up and take me to my medical appointments. I thank God for that. Amen. And the Holy Spirit, amen, released to me. Amen. And gave me permission to have a birthday party in August. I mean, in September. I wasn't even thinking about it. I don't even think about myself. I think last year I told you guys, y'all didn't even have to say happy birthday to me. I mean, not that I was being self-righteous. Amen. I mean, it was just, you know, I was just grateful. It just wasn't necessary. I never celebrate myself. Because my mother's birthday is 3 days before mine. So all of my life, I have really never really celebrated my birthday. We always put the time in on my mother's birthday because her birthday is 3 days before mine. And I know 1 year, Erica gave me a birthday celebration. Amen. I thank God for that. But the Holy Ghost has given me a birthday party this year because God gave me permission. He said September. That's the event that you're going to have to bring the church folks together at your birthday party. Ha, party over here. Ha, yeah. All right. Thank you, Jesus. I just thought I would make that announcement. Amen. You'll be hearing more about it. This is fresh news. Hallelujah. Breaking news. Breaking news. Pastor Bradford's birthday party. Amen. Glory be to God. I think it's going to be Saturday. The Saturday before is going to be a Saturday, October the 1st, 3 days after my birthday. Amen. Mark your calendar. More information is forthcoming. All right. Glory be to God. So where did all that come from? Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So Brother Paul getting back. Amen, Brother Paul. Amen. Hallelujah. Apostle, 10 years training. Glory be to God. 10 years. Oh, I said all that to say I was doing calculation. How old am I? Okay, I got saved when I was 25, and I went into ministry when I was 28. Okay, went to full-time ministry at the age of 28. Mm-hmm. So, 40. Uh-huh. All right, almost 40 years, okay. 39 years in ministry. Amen. Glory. And still learning. And still learning. Haven't even scratched the scratch of God's word and the treasures of God's word. Glory be to God. Don't hardly know nothing compared to what needs to be known. Here we see Brother Paul, glory be to God, in his remarkable work, 10 years training, glory be to God, and remained in prayer every day and remained in the scriptures every day. He didn't skip no days. Glory be. Why? Because he knew that God had called him to function as a witness and a minister to the truth. He knew that he was handpicked by God. He was called by God. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be praised. He was a great missionary. He was a church builder. Paul undertook, missionary journeys. And his missionary journeys was fruitful missionary journeys. He just didn't go on a journey to go on a journey. Some people, they just want to go. Oh, man, where we going? Okay, I got my suitcase packed. Yeah, we going away. We flying away. Yeah, we going. We be back next week. We be back. Some people just like to go. See? Remind me of my aunt back in the day. She would call me. I'd be at work. She called me on a Thursday or Friday and say, let's go to the Bahamas for the weekend. I say, sure, let's go. Let's go. Hey, now I was in my early 20s. I said, let's go. Let's go. Let's go here. Let's go here. All right. So some people just like to go. I still like to travel like that. I'm spur of the moment. I don't need a whole lot of preparation time. You don't have to really give me, you know what I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 months notice. I'm still that type of way. Holy Spirit, give me, move me, because they come on. You tell me Friday morning, let's go. Let's go Friday night. Let's go to the shore for the weekend. I'm down. I'm down. I'm adventurous like that. You know, especially with the Holy Spirit leading. I don't need no whole lot of preparation time. See? But here, Paul's missionary journeys were, you know, he just wasn't going on a cruise. To be going on a cruise. And his cruise, amen, the cruise he went on don't compare nothing to the cruises they have available today. But they were fruitful missionary journeys. And the influence of which cannot be overestimated. And all his travels, and Paul did travel, his trials and his triumphs, see, glory be to God. What was Paul's motto? What was his will? What was his purpose? Amen. To do the will of him that sent me. That was his will. Amen. Just like Jesus. What was the will? Jesus' will, to do the will of him who sent me. Jesus didn't even come to do his own will. Jesus was God. Jesus came to do the will of the Father. Paul wanted to do the will of the Father. Not only that, beloved, we continue to look at Paul's history. He was a heart-stirring preacher. All you preachers out there, you can preach. He had nothing on Paul, I'll tell you right now. He had nothing on Paul. Oh, my God, this man was a preacher. And you know what made his preaching so strong? He relied upon Scripture. And he appealed to the historical facts and prophecies. See, preaching today has to be relevant. We have to be relevant. Hallelujah. And you definitely got to rely upon Scripture. Because sometimes people call themselves preaching a sermon, teaching the word, and then put the word in it. They got these funny stories that make you laugh. Okay? They got facts and checks here and there, but no Scripture. Glory be to God. Not only that, Brother Paul was a most gifted writer. Beloved, the New Testament has, the Bible has 66 books. 27 of those books is in the New Testament. Brother Paul is responsible for writing 14 of the 27 books. Now, that's almost half. If we include the book of Hebrews. Okay, Brother Paul is responsible for writing 14 of the 27 books in the New Testament, and we're still reading his writings today. My God, Jesus, hallelujah, thank God for him. How revealing are his valuable epistles. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, beloved, amen, Robert Speer puts it this way. This is what he says about Brother Paul and his writings. It says, they show us his character with all its varied elements, his religious intensity, his originality, his freshness and depth of thought, and his intellectual boldness and strength, while they reveal to us also his rich moral nature and his human heart enlarged by the grace of God. My God, my God, my God. And then also, beloved, amen, when Brother
Paul, amen, his size and appearance may have been against him. Matter of fact, beloved, when they write about Brother Paul, they said that he was a man of a little stature. He was short. They say he was very skinny. He was partly bald. He had crooked legs. He had a vigorous physique. His eyes were set close together. And he had a crooked nose. But, beloved, the most important thing, what he was in his appearance mattered very little. Paul lived only to win others to Christ and to make Christ known. And the historians write, beloved, amen, that eventually what happened with Paul is they cut his head off. When his life was over, amen, they took him wherever they took him, and they cut his head off, and he died as a martyr, as so many of the other first century Christians, and Christians are still being martyred today. To Brother Paul, to him, life was Christ, and death was gain. So, beloved, we see some very important points here. Amen. Let me reiterate the points on Brother Paul. Amen. He was a persecutor who became a believer. Ah, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. We can park right there. I might have to preach that. I might have to preach that for the month is out. The sinner who became a believer. The second point we see here, amen, is that his motto in life, his life passage, we were sharing our life passages last week. His was to do the will of him that sent him. Oh, my God, Jesus, I feel the Holy Ghost. To do the will of him that sent me. Hallelujah. And then, beloved, we also see that his motto also extended, amen, to him, life was Christ and death was gain. And that's why, beloved, he was able to write, amen, in the book of Philippians, amen, hallelujah, chapter number 1, amen, verse number 21, and he says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Beloved, there were many, many, many occasions, amen, where Brother Paul was locked up in prison, amen, for doing the work of the Lord. Amen. He didn't know if he was going to die in prison. He didn't know when he was going to die in prison. He didn't know if he was going to be released. Glory be to God. The Bible doesn't say anything about him having a wife. They think that he might have been separated. Amen. But the Bible really don't go into all of that. Amen. Glory be to God. It's not, he was married to Christ, because the Bible says that the Lord is our husband. Amen. But all the times that Paul was locked up in prison, glory be to God, he trusted Christ. He trusted Christ. He was behind bars. He trusted Christ. He was hungry. He trusted Christ. He trusted Christ. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because he knew that Christ would deliver him, dead or alive. I'm just about finished this morning. Amen. I want you to hear me. Brother Paul knew that God would deliver him dead or alive. Brother Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Beloved, we got to know, amen, dead or alive, that God is God. Dead or alive, that God is faithful. Dead or alive, that God is going to deliver us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Whether he lived or whether he died, Brother Paul wanted to exalt Christ. What about you? What about you? Yeah, we all want to live, and we're going to live until we die. We ain't going to die till we get finished living, but when it comes that time to die, what about you? I talk to people all the time, and they talk about, you know, a good day, and, you know, this is a good day, and the rainy day, a hot day, and then most people say, you know, any day above ground is a good day, but do you know what I add? I wait for them to say stuff like that, because then I add on to it, say, you know what, yeah, every day above ground is a good day, but guess what? If you live right, a day below ground is good, too. Any day above ground, any day beneath the ground. If you live right, and Brother Paul knew that, glory be to God, hallelujah. And this is why yesterday, beloved, we asked you a question, amen, what are your values? What are your values? Do you have worldly values? Amen. Do you have, amen, kingdom values? When we talked about the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, amen, and the lust of the eyes, glory be to God. Because what? It is natural, see, for people of this world, amen, to have their worldly values, because that's all they know. Prosperity, how can I prosper? Popularity, how can I be popular? Power. Everybody wants some power. Pleasure. Hey, the world's living for pleasure. The Bible says, she who liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. Amen. And prestige. Remember the five P's, beloved. When we talk about the world's values, okay, the world's value can be calculated with the five P's. I'm going to give you the five P's again. Prosperity, popularity, power, pleasure, and prestige. See, glory be to God. But for Brother Paul, beloved, to live meant to tell others about Christ, who alone could help them see life from an eternal perspective. I've been doing a lot of Uber lately, a lot of Uber for my physical therapy, et cetera, and I make sure, amen, glory be to God, and every other opportunity, I don't get in anybody's car and make sure that I don't have an opportunity to witness to them about Christ. Sometimes they know Christ. Sometimes we are in there ministering to one another, see? Even at therapy. I mean, every place I go, I look for opportunities. And this is what Brother Paul did. Oh, even to the extent that his life was on the line. Because what? Because Paul knew what life was really about. He wasn't confused. He was clear on the purpose of life. Glory be to God. Paul's whole purpose in life was to speak out boldly for Christ and to become more and more like him. Thus, Paul could confidently say that dying would be better than living. Dying is better than living. How can you say that, Pastor? Because it's true. Because Brother Paul knew that in death, he would be removed from worldly troubles. And not only that, he would get the opportunity to see Christ face to face. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, that's going to be a glad morning when we see Jesus face to face, beloved. Paul knew that all his trials, and that he had some, all of his sufferings, amen, all of his struggling, amen, all of his tears would be over. When I see Jesus, amen. When I see Jesus, amen. When when I see Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God, my God, my God. He's probably the author of that song. He's probably the author of that song. Hallelujah, glory to God. Either way, beloved, Paul will be giving his life as a sacrifice to God. Now, that's what you would call a pleasing and acceptable sacrifice. And y'all, you guys hear me say it all the time in this ministry. If you're not ready to die, then you're not ready to live. I'm going to repeat it from our listening audience. If you are not ready to die, you are not ready to live. Because what is life? Ah, Jesus said, I am the life. Ah, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Oh, my God, suki suki. Hallelujah. If you don't have nothing to die for, beloved, you don't have nothing to live for. So I want to encourage each and every one of you this morning, make certain of your eternal destiny. Then you will be free to serve, devoting your life to what really counts without fear of death. Glory be to God. Woo! Glory be to God, because death is not the end. Death is the beginning. Paul, a man who built churches. Hallelujah. A man who built churches. A persecutor who became a believer with one incentive, to do the will of him who sent him. Because of Brother Paul, to him, life was Christ and death was gain. What will your eulogy sound like? Amen and amen. Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. My God, God, thank you for just moving in our spirits. Thank you for the change that's taking place in our hearts and our minds. Helping us to really, really focus in on really what's important. What is life about? Why are we here? For this short period of time, even if we live to be 100 years old, that's nothing. It's like a vapor. It's like the steam from the tea kettle. The vapor. It goes up and it disappears. Why did you put us here? Thank you for revealing it and making it more and more real every day as we desire to do your will, Father. We desire. And we say thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, saints, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Amen, hallelujah. In form of announcements, let me see. Our brother Reed, amen, is having movie day tomorrow with the senior citizens. Amen. Glory be to God. Yeah, that's going to be some fun. Amen. You get a chance, although it's not just for senior citizens. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Lord's willing, I intend to be there. Hallelujah. Bring some people. And let me see. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock, the movie starts at 11, and you get a choice of two movies. You get to choose one or the other. Let me see. Y'all know Brother Reed does his monthly thing. Amen. And then two movies, amen, that they're going to be showing tomorrow, and you get a chance to pick one. And let me see. What are the two movies here? Let me see. Here it is right here. All right, you get a chance to see Jurassic World or Love and Thunder. Ah, both of them are exciting. All right, so that's taking place tomorrow. If you want to go, let Brother Reed know. Amen. Let Brother Reed know. Amen. Glory be to God. And the movie theater is right there on Broad Street there near Temple. Y'all know the movie theater right there on the corner on Broad Street. Amen. And tickets are only $15. Amen. Then they're going to have the senior citizen gathering afterwards. Amen. It's a time to build some relationships. Amen. And know some folks. Just wear your mask. Just wear your mask. Amen. And let Brother Reed know you want to participate. All right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Also, beloved, I have an opportunity, amen, with a company, and I'm going to take it on. I believe I'm going to do this to make some money, some more money to come into the ministry, because the ministry can use it for our endeavors. And I will be writing also for pre-need. Pre-need, what is pre-need? Pre-need is you can pay for your funeral now. So, like, right now, like, say a funeral, like, in today's time, it costs $10,000. Well, if you live another 10 years, it's not going to be $10,000. It's going to be $20,000 when you die. So you can lock in your funeral at today's prices. And not only that, amen, you can take away all the confusion and the other things that happen when a person dies. You know what I mean? They can't think straight. They don't know. They got a bunch of family members fussing and fighting. You can handle all that set in stone, even to the funeral parlor that you want to go to. Amen. If you want to be cremated, all that can be set for. Amen, set in stone, amen, paid for, and even if you die 30 years from now, your prices will still be the same. So that means your insurance money, whatever you have, that goes to your family, see? Because these funeral directors, a lot of them are ripping off these families. These families don't know you're not supposed to take an insurance policy into a funeral home. They don't know that. Because whatever you show them, they're going to spend. But they need to be taught. Amen. Glory be to God. They need to be taught. And so, amen, if you'd like some more information on pre-need, reach out to me. Amen. We can lock that down. We can pay for it. Amen. Over 5 years, 10 years. And as little as $40 a month. And get that done, and it'll just be a blessing, amen, to you, to your family. Think about it. Think about the last time somebody died, all the confusion that can bring, amen. So you can get that done, amen. So reach out to me, amen. Another thing, beloved, in the form of announcements, probate. Ooh, the city's getting slick now. They're getting slick. So they used to take 2 years, amen, to probate, amen. And a lot of our this generation, they're losing their houses, amen, to gentrification. And now they came out with this new law a couple of days ago, amen. They want to bring the funeral directors in, and they want to give you 5 days to probate. What? Mama just died and you want to give me 5 days? What they saying is they want you to die with mama. They kicking you out the house. They're not tying it up in court no more. Amen. So our parents are buying these houses, glory be to God, paying off their mortgages and then losing them. Losing them if their children can't come in with the probate taxes, amen, and all the other legal entanglement. Beloved, it's a lot to be, amen, shared, amen, and we're going to put some classes together so I can help you, amen, with that, and we can spread the news. We have to be educated. We have to be educated. Everything we're working for is being taken away from us. And you have to have a system. You have to have your business in order. You have to have your business in order. See, because if the person dies and don't have a spouse, the children don't want to pay the probate taxes. Some of them can't afford to pay the probate taxes. So you just going to let them come in and take your mama's house? They paid for that house with their blood, sweat, and tears. You just going to let them come in and take your mama's house? But But it's a way that this all can be done by establishing trusses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. And so this is what Pastor Bradford wants to do. Amen. Empower, amen, the body of Christ, not just in the spirit, amen, but in the natural also. Amen. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. All right. I think that's all our announcements today. Amen. We will be at the altar of prayer, amen, at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. And to God be all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. All right. So I know I promised y'all some business this week. They all set up. Amen. Hallelujah. They all set up. I thought I had somebody for the day, but it didn't. Amen. But you know, we always come ready. We always come ready. Amen. So, amen. We want to thank God, amen, for our brother Jordan, amen, and his fiance and Pastor Erica and Deaconess Hattie. And then I'll be reaching out to y'all today, amen, so we can get the rest of the week and the week and the week after that set up and keep it rolling. Amen. And to God be praised. I think there was another announcement I was supposed to be making, and I can't remember what it is right now, but I'll share it when it comes back to me. All right? So mark your calendar. Saturday, October 1st is Pastor Bradford's birthday party. Just mark your calendar. Don't set nothing else. Don't set nothing else. Don't die. Don't go on vacation. I ain't dying either. Lord's willing. Amen. That's our birthday party. Amen. We gonna get together. We gonna have a good time. Hey, we gonna. I'm saying, God, give me the agenda. What we gonna do? But for a little bit, y'all might see me a pop on the dance floor. Hey, I don't know, but we gonna have some Holy Ghost fun. Amen. God bless you. Amen. My pleasure to serve today. Everybody have a beautiful day today. Amen, beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us reflect on Brother Paul's, amen, life and his values, amen, so we can solidify what our values are, realizing that only what we do for Christ will last. Father God, we say thank you, we bless you, we magnify you, we praise you, we glorify you. Father God, you're King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, premature death, that no bad news will come near our dwelling. Father God. Father God, we ask that you would, Father God, help those who are living without air conditioning, those who are living without fans, Father God, those who are living in tight places, hot places, Father God, in the name of Jesus. That they will stay hydrated and cool, Father God. Breathe on those, Father God, who are distressed today. Breathe. Everybody doesn't have fans, and it's fans just blowing hot air. Just blowing hot air, Father. Babies and children and senior citizens, remember them today, Father, in Jesus' name. Father God, we ask that you would remember Bishop David Evans and the death of his daughter. We don't have the details, Father God, what happened there, but we ask that you would minister to him and to each and every other person who's experiencing death and devastation in Jesus' name, Father. We say thank you. Bless Brother Reed's event tomorrow, Father God, as we all come together and go to our movie. We'll get our free popcorn and soda and then have fellowship afterwards. God, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just looking for. I don't know why I feel so happy about this one coming up. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Bless this event, Father God. All the people coming together. Father, protecting us from danger, seen, unseen, Father God, crazy people, COVID, Father, bad food, Father God, any type of destructions, Father. We just pray your blessings on his event and everything that this man sets out to do to empower the community. And we say thank you, God, and we bless you even right now. Now, Father God, we want to bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Oh, Father God, anoint them, Father God, with a vengeance. Keep them protected from danger seen and danger unseen. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation, and we seal this prayer right now by the word, the blood, and the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. I love you all. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day. And Lord's willing, we invite you to meet us tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock. On social media at the morning prayer, amen, at the morning altar, and then we'll be back here at 6 o'clock, Lord's willing. Amen. God bless you. And then don't forget Bible study. Bible study, 8 o'clock on Wednesday. Amen. Love you. Signing out.
Just let it breathe all on me. Let it breathe on me. Let the breath of the Lord come now and breathe. Oh. Just let it breathe on me. Let it breathe. Thank you, Jesus. On me. Let it come and breathe on me. I need you to breathe. Oh, on me. Now breathe.